I know who it is, but I want to hear the next clue. This is the This is the theme to the Granny Griffith show.
It is. Yes, it is.
A lot of people don't know that Big Fatty was a spinoff from Granny Griffith. Granny Griffith.
It was,
Little Granny. Granny was there, I believe, at the beginning of the show, that whistling thing, and then little young Nicholas would like walk down to the pond with a fishing rod. Well, some kind of rod. So it was like young Nicholas would walk down to the pond with a rod, and Granny would be like, Nicholas, come over here and give me your rod. It was great.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
A lot of people don't know that young Nicholas was a spinoff from Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3226. The BFO for Thursday the 18th of June 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. And y'all, I've got a memory lane thing caught in my head. Hello, double nutters. Hey, that is vulgar. No. It's not as vulgar as it sounds, even though I can understand how that sounds vulgar. But y'all, I'll tell you why you are double nutters. Fatty, please don't say that. It's vulgar, but I'll tell you why you're double nutters when I tell you about my day. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm going to put my fingers in my ears when you talk about double nutting. Lovely that Alex Lefevre has an unsubscribe, unlike the Dales in Dallas and Boston. Josh, well, actually, everybody in Boston has unsubscribed. Yes, but do you blame them? Anyway, y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, what I'm trying to think what I had for my supper. I just had a Caesar salad. I did add a few extra pumpernickel. Pumpernickel, Freddy, that sounds vulgar too. Croutons to my Caesar salad, and it was lovely, just lovely. And then what did I do? I did my evening nipple walk, got my steps in, and then what else did I do? Oh, I know what it was, y'all. I watched on the. On the PBS, y'all, it was a special about Mae West, and y'all, it was really quite interesting. I always get the vision of Mae West and Marilyn Monroe confused, but Mae West was a bit more stout, buxom. Maybe that's the better word of it's a full figured girl. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like Joe in Dallas. Joe in Dallas is not a full figured girl. Kind of like let's see who can we say and not piss him off? Nobody. Okay. Anyway, Joe in Dallas is full figured below the belt. Anyway, y'all, it was quite interesting. But y'all, about 10 o'clock in the evening, I decided, well, I'm going to try this going to bed thing again. And let's do this.
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you. Or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say. Or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special chaya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, bumper. A big fatty, it's just, we must keep him up at night, coming up with those, it's true. Well, y'all, before I was preparing for bed, y'all, I got I guess it was a Twitter message from the number one fan and the current number one fan of the BFO. You know, that's Bill in St. Louis. And he says, Big Freddy, just out of curiosity, how much of the melatonin are you taking? You know, his husband, Craig, he says, Craig and I both take 10 milligrams and we don't have any problem at all. And, y'all, I only started the end of last week and I was only taking 5 milligrams and... So I said, well, I'll give it a shot and see if it makes a difference. Y'all, I took 10 milligrams. I went to sleep without any problem. Y'all, I've probably had the best night's sleep I've had in forever. And y'all, it was dark and overcast on a hump day morning. And y'all, I woke up and I said, oh, is it... What I can't figure out what time it is. Is it 7:30? Y'all, it was 9:30. Couldn't believe it. Y'all, it was just lovely. So y'all, if you're having trouble with Whitman Tinka, evidently 10 milligrams of melatonin is Whitman Tinka's kryptonite. Be ready. But anyway, y'all, I got up. Got up Wednesday morning, read my newspaper, did my Sudoku. Y'all, it was just a number two level, but y'all, I got it all figured out, okay? And then I had my coffee and read the paper and watched. Had to watch Miss Gail King, and y'all, then that coffee kicked in like it's supposed to. Y'all, it's as if everything is returning to normal. Yes, Big Freddy, at least inside your loins. But anyway, y'all, I got my shower. I got my shower, and then I was off. I was off, y'all. I decided that I would once again meet Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, at the famous toastery. Y'all, we were able to sit over on the side of the building that we always used to like to sit on, but it had been closed because they had been stacking chairs and all over there. And, y'all, we were the only ones over there, and, y'all, it was just lovely, just lovely. I told, Miss Kitty, that I was going to have to make an appointment with Sadie Shearing Services, because, you know, when I got my hair cut, they wouldn't use the razor, so, Sadie, always does a real good job with the razor, his favorite dancing girl, Olive, needed me to help him unsubscribe. Big Freddy, well, he can get people, any of your listeners, have him call Dells in Dallas. From the Sirius XM radio. Because, y'all, he's not driving anywhere anymore. He drives about 10 minutes a week and paying $25. So, y'all, I'm gonna go over there later today, Thursday, and speak to Sadie and help with the unsubscribing. Yes, Big Freddy. And, y'all, then after that, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, again, it was not crowded at all. And y'all, they had toilet paper and they had paper towels. I know they didn't have a full selection. Y'all, by the way, I mentioned that I was going to go to the Sam's Club. Well, here, I'll tell you about that in a minute. But y'all, while I was there, y'all, they had, I needed to get, that says an anniversary card. I hope that's not. Y'all, I had to get some birthday cards for my, for my sister-in-law and my brother. They have birthdays coming up in July. And y'all, it was buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I got a package of blackberries and I got a package of blueberries. They were on sale. Y'all, and I got a big old tub of Danone Greek vanilla yogurt. I'm going to put the berries in with that, and that should be good. Y'all, I picked up some Publix tater tots. Thought I might serve those at one of the Fatty Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, they had something called Skippy Protein Peanut Butter. Beh, Fatty, that sounds vulgar. So it's evidently peanut butter with extra protein. Beh, Fatty, we don't need to hear what kind of protein. Y'all, they had the Brookside Dark chocolate-covered blackberries. Buy one, get one free. And y'all, those are so good if you've never had those. So I got a package of that. Y'all, they had the good Land O'Lakes butter on sale. Got a couple of those. Y'all, I needed a tube of toothpaste. That was on sale. Plus, I had a coupon. Y'all, the Nabisco double nutter butter sandwich cookies were on sale. So, y'all, it was the family. You had to buy two of the family size, and then you got an extra dollar off on top of them being on sale. And, y'all, it had twice the peanut butter. And I was thinking just the other day, I would love nutter butters if they had twice the peanut butter. Now, it's not as much as a double stuff Oreo, but, y'all, that's why you are double nutters today. Very well, yeah. Y'all, they had some, small miniature candies, the Butterfinger and Baby Ruth and Nestle Crunch on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those and put that in my little candy basket. And y'all, then they had flank steak on sale. And y'all, I've just taken it off the grill. I'm going to have that for my supper on a Caesar salad. Y'all, I spent $42.48, but y'all have saved $30.39. Yes, be pretty. Dear Gussie, and y'all, I got home and I put my groceries away and what did I do then? Oh, y'all, I went on my nipple walk because y'all, it was still overcast and y'all, it was only like 72 degrees. Y'all, in fact, the outside temperature was cooler than what I had the inside of Ruby Red set to, and I think the heat may have come on inside of Ruby Red. anyway. Let's just see. I did all of that. Did my nipple walk. Still don't have my 10,000 steps, but I'll get those before the day is over. And then I had, like I said, I cooked my flank steak on the grill. I'm gonna slice it up, and I'm gonna make two nice portions of it, and I'm gonna put it on one of those chopped Caesar salads. Y'all, I think that just sounds absolutely delicious, and that's gonna be my supper. Hump day night and Thursday night. And of course, you know, we'll have Friday at Fatty's and yes, we petty. And y'all, they did have the chicken tender sub on sale. And y'all, it took everything within me not to buy it. But y'all, I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to be here because, you know, I'm heading out of town on Sunday to head over to Hatlanta because, you know, I've got the closing on the Hat Arena's, the Hat Cave. Her condominium on Tuesday. So, y'all, it's, I just don't need a lot of food here in the house. That's why I didn't spend very much. Yes, McFaddy, and maybe you just bought shit. I did. anyway, y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, McFaddy. Gussie, y'all, a little bit of bad news. You know, over at the Horror Hotel, the Metropolis Entertainment Complex, y'all, one of the events every year that we enjoy going to is Hot Dog Down the Hallway. And y'all, it was moved. It's usually in the middle of July, but it was moved to middle of August or early middle of August. And y'all found out today that it has been canceled for this year. Y'all, we weren't sure if we were going to go or not just because things are so, you know, uncertain and all right now. And, you know, you know, that helped make a decision for us there. Anyway, y'all, I've been thinking. I don't know why I've been thinking about this. Oh, Big Freddy, I know why. Why is that? Well, Big Freddy, it's because that's what old people do. They live in the past. Well, maybe so. But, y'all, I'm thinking about back to elementary school. And, y'all, just out of curiosity, I want to know how many of y'all remember something called the Weekly Reader? Be ready, the Weekly Reader. Y'all loved the Weekly Reader. It was a little newspaper I think it came out weekly. You had to pay for a subscription and all this kind of stuff. It was made for elementary school kids. And y'all, it was always fun to get your copy of the Weekly Reader. And y'all, I think what brought it into my mind was they did one called the Summer Weekly Reader, and it would be mailed to you. I think it probably wasn't weekly, it probably came about every other week, maybe. Or while during the summer vacation. And y'all, as much as we enjoyed the Weekly Reader during the school year, the Summer Weekly Reader was just even better. I think it was kind of like a double issue. It was twice as thick or whatever because, you know, it only came every other week or once a month or something like that. But, y'all, the Weekly Reader, if you used to get the Weekly Reader, by the way, I did just a tiny bit of research. It was started in 1928, but the last publication of it was in 2012, which kind of made me sad that they don't have the Weekly Reader anymore. But y'all, that's pretty good that it went 84 years. I think that's pretty good. Most magazines or newspapers can't say that. That's for sure. But speaking of elementary, y'all, do you remember the savings bonds where you buy the stamps and you fill the little passbook? And then once it was full, you got a $25 savings bond. Y'all, when I first started consolidating my money and things like that, y'all, I had some of the savings bonds I bought in grammar school, elementary school. We used to call it grammar school, but you know, they didn't get any more valuable. You know, they got to $25 and that was it. So anyway, y'all, just a few steps down memory lane, and I hope you enjoyed hearing the old people talk about the good old days. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the good old days. I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Now, y'all, I will be gone Monday and Tuesday of next week. I'm going to try to pre-record a couple of shows. But, y'all, I could use a couple of voice letters. I've got some from Miss Bacon, and I've got one from the Shy Yeti. But, y'all, if some of you have got some questions to ask, send them in the next day or so I can pre-record those little shows before I head to Hatlanta. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. And speaking of Memory Lane, Daniel, you got anything you'd like to remind us about?
A lot of people don't know that Young Nicholas was a spinoff from Big Fatty.
Oh, it's as if Young Nicholas came from Big Fatty's loins.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.